Hi, Summer.
Hi, Sienna.
I hope you've had a lovely day. Mummy and Daddy are going to read Jack and the Flum Flum Tree by Julia Donaldson. And this is about going on a big adventure to help someone you love. I hope you enjoy the story. Here we go. Jack had a granny, and his granny had spots. Great big purple ones. Lots and lots. The doctor came and he shook his head.
Your granny has the measles,
the doctor said.
And the only cure for the measles in the world is the fruit that grows on the Flum Flum tree. And the only place that the Flum Flum grows is a faraway isle of Blow Your Nose.
Blow Your Nose. Wow. So Jack built a boat. Wow. It's a very nice boat. And Jack found a crew. Red-cheeked Rose and Stubble-cheeked Stew. And he said to Stew, and he said to Rose,
"We're off to the Isle of Blow Your Nose."
Granny came down to the dock with Jack, and she gave him a bulgy patchwork sack. And in that sack were a pair of wooden spoons, a porridge bowl, tent pegs, some red and blue balloons, Granny's old skipping rope, a pack of chewing gum, three spotty hankies, and a tom-tom drum. And Jack said,
"Granny, what is the use of those?"
"Aha," said Granny, and she tapped her nose. Tap, tap, tap. That means it's a secret. Then off sailed Jack with Stew and Rose for the faraway isle of Blow Your Nose.
"Sharks!" cried Rose.
"Lots!" cried Stew.
"They'll gobble us! They'll guzzle us! Whatever shall we do?"
"Don't get your knickers in a twist,"
said Jack.
"Let's have a look in the patchwork sack. Red balloons, blue balloons, they should do the trick. Puff, puff, blow them up, let them go quick."
Then the sharks went nip. And the sharks went gnash, chasing those balloons with a bang, pop, splash. Oh, they were very handy.
"A leak!" cried Rose.
"It's wet," cried Stew. "The boat is full of water. Whatever shall we do?"
"Oh, don't get your knickers in a twist,"
said Jack.
"Let's have a look in the patchwork sack. Granny's pack of chewing gum, that should do the trick. Chew it up, stretch it out, stick it in quick."
So they chewed and they stretched and they plugged that hole and they bailed out the water with Granny's porridge bowl. Oh, that was all useful then. Then on sailed Jack with Stew and Rose for the faraway isle of Blow Your Nose.
"Whoops!"
cried Rose. "Help!" cried Stew. "Stew has fallen overboard. He's fallen into the sea. I can't swim for toffee. Whatever will you do?"
"Oh, don't get your knickers in a twist,"
said Jack.
"Let's have a look in the patchwork sack. Granny's old skipping rope. That should do the trick. Hold tight, throw it out, grab the handle quick."
So they heaved and they hauled and they pulled Stew in.
"Good old Granny, she saved my skin. Phew!"
Then on sailed Jack with Stew and Rose till they came to the Isle of Blow Your Nose. They've arrived. It's very beautiful. And there on a hill for all to see stood the bright green feathery Flum Flum Tree.
"It's tall," cried Rose.
"It's smooth," cried Stew.
"It's not got any branches. Whatever shall we do?"
Oh, don't get your knickers in a twist,
said Jack.
Let's have a look in the patchwork sack. Granny's bag of tin pegs. That should do the trick. Bang, bam, knock 'em in, climb the tree quick.
So they banged in the tent pegs, and up went Rose, as nimble as could be, and she brought down the fruit of the flum-flum tree. Then Jack and Stu and Rose had a doze on the soft sandy beach of Blow Your Nose. Wow, it's a very nice beach.
Ah, a thief, cried Rose.
It's a monkey, yelled Stu.
He's got our precious Flum Flum. Whatever shall we do?
Yet the monkey is running away with the Flum Flum.
Oh, don't get your knickers in a twist,
said Jack.
Let's have a look in the patchwork sack. Granny's spoons and Tum Tum, they should do the trick. Pick 'em up, thump thump, sing a song quick.
The monkey crept closer. He listened to the tunes. Dum da da dum ba dum ba dum 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 ba da dum da dum ba dum bum bum ba da bum. He put down the Flum Flum and he grabbed the wooden spoons. So now they can get the Flum Flum because the monkey put down the Flum Flum. Then back sailed Jack with Stew and Rose all the way home from Blow Your Nose. Granny ate the Flum Flum. Yulp. The moozles disappeared.
She's cured,
said the doctor, and everyone cheered.
Hooray!
And Jack said,
thank you for the pair of wooden spoons, the porridge bowl, the skipping rope, and the red and blue balloons. Thank you for the tin pegs and the pack of chewing gum. And thank you, Granny, for the tom-tom drum. But the three spotty hankies, what were those used for?
The hankies, silly, were to blow your nose. Oh, that's it. The end.
The end, girls. I hope you enjoyed the story. We love you. Sleep well.